Well, obviously, you know, our game plan was just about the way you saw it. We hoped that we could get Temple into the fourth quarter, that we could stay close. It was an uphill battle the whole day because they're very good, and their defense is really, really excellent. And, you know, our players made some first game mistakes, which I wasn't sure we could overcome. But we needed to try to stay close because I really felt if we got into the fourth quarter or into an overtime situation that we've won enough that we would be able to figure out a way to win. And, you know, it just came down to that. I thought it was an extremely hard-hitting, physical, well-played game for a first game for both teams. You know, Temple, I think, is very good. I think we all know that this is a tough game for them to take. It's a hard game whenever you play a level down and you're expected to win. But, you know, they're playing a pretty good team in Villanova, and, you know, they let us hang in the game. And that's the key. If you can hang in a game, I think from a Villanova standpoint, we always feel like we have a chance to win. So I think that was really, you know, a critical factor for us. You can talk about, you know, the passing, the running, the tackling, the defense, et cetera. You know, but it came down to us finding a way to stay into the fourth quarter and keep it close and then, you know, find a way to win at the end. And we were pretty fortunate. If John Dempsey had not fallen, I think he might have scored on that play and maybe ended it right there. But as it was, I was happy that we were able with our freshman kicker to come up with a big kick at the end.
Can you compare this to the game 6 years ago?
Yeah, I would say. I would say, Mike, that this would be you know, equally as exciting for us. I think this is a better team. The Temple team is a better team, a better coached football team. And there were a lot of stakes, you know, a lot of things on the line with this game for them. And now they got to play Penn State and then Buffalo. So, I mean, they had to be ready for us. I think they knew from the history that, you know, we won a few years ago, that we had the ability to do it, whether they believed that we could do it or not, I don't know. But I think there were pretty high stakes for this game. So it's a huge win for Villanova.
Yes.
Tyler, Chris Whitney's playing in the second half. He's playing 7-14 in the first half. You really managed him.
Yeah, I think one of the things that we've been looking for with Chris this year as he continues to improve is, you know, can he throw the ball down the field in third down situations? Because, you know, last year he would pull it down and run, and we knew that we couldn't really get to where we want to get to if he's going to continue to do that. He's probably going to get hurt, and we need to execute third down plays and passing. And he was able to do that, and he did manage the game, you know, extremely well. The pass rush from their people is very strong pass rush. They're a very difficult team defensively to deal with. And, you know, he had to scramble some and make some plays on the run, but at times he stood in there and just threw the ball on time, which was good to see.
Coach, when you get a game like this one in week one, what kind of boost does it give a team as you go on your season?
Well, this is a big motivator for us because this was a critical game in 1AA. As you know, there's a playoff system, and, you know, our league is so tough right now. I think we have 7 teams in the top 15 in the CAA. So we're going to face some very difficult games. So if you lose the first game against your 1A team, you know, then that means you can only lose 2 more, because if you lose, you know, another one, you're out of the playoff system, and we want to be in the playoff system. So this is a big plus to beat a team that you're really not predicted to win.
Andy, you didn't, your first 8 possessions offense didn't score, and you scored on each of the last 4. What happened on the play?
I think familiarity with what we were seeing. We knew what they were going to do pretty much, because we had seen it in the first half. And we were able to, you know, make some adjustments and get into rhythm and decide what we could do and what we couldn't do. And I think that was the big thing in the second half. We dialed in on plays that we felt that we could be successful with, that we could get off quickly and manufacture some points that way. But, I mean, it was a pretty ugly run. I mean, that was a tough game. I mean, their defense is really good.
Andy, in that first half, they just didn't seem as sharp as the second half. We had talked earlier before the game about you had held out a lot of contact this year. Do you think any of that, they were maybe just weren't quite as sharp in that first half because of that?
Yeah, I think, Bruce, that's precisely the problem. We just haven't had enough hard work. When you're limited numbers and you have a good football team, you don't want to bring them in the first game banged up. And, you know, we didn't have a lot of rhythm in the first half. And I think as the game unfolded, you know, we started to become who I think we can become.
Yeah, a little bit caught the rhythm in it.
Yeah.
Andy, you played in a lot of pressure games last season, including games in the playoffs. How does that prepare a team like this one coming back for a game like you had tonight?
I think our league is a great primer for a game like this because, you know, when you're in the playoff system, you're playing really probably a mid-level 1A team. You know, when you take the top 14 or 16 teams in 1AA, you're playing teams that can play at 1A. And so, you know, that experience, and then when you play the top teams in our league during the season, your primer for a game like this is all set for you. So we were well prepared for a very difficult battle. And I think the big thing is that you develop a will. And, you know, we just, whether they were going to break our will or we were going to break their will, that's what it came down to. And tonight I think we broke their will.
What's a game like this, played in this setting, do for local college football, for your guys to be in this kind of situation?
Well, you know, I have a lot of respect for Temple's football program. They've worked very hard and put a lot of effort and energy, and they have a great coach, and they're going to be there. If you take Villanova and Penn and Delaware and Temple, I mean, you have four outstanding college football teams that suffer because of Hollywood, the NFL, and the Eagles. So you've got to turn to page five before you get to see anything about college football. I think the NFL Network, I think the NFL itself is so powerful that it dwarfs all of us so much. And all of you who are at the game today, this is a great game to watch. I mean, these are kids that go out and do great community work. You know, Al Golden and I are together on our bone marrow program. We tested 8,000 people last year. Temple was a big factor in it. I mean, we're doing good things day in and day out. And we also put a great product on the field, and our kids graduate and become contributors. And Philadelphia is missing college football. I've been here for 25 years, and they're missing out on a great game. And I don't really know what the answer is. But I know a game like this certainly can help it, because anybody who was there tonight would say, you know what, I want to come back and see those kind of teams play here. So, you know, I hope it improves. But, man, you're fighting a real uphill battle with pro football in this town.
When you talk about the fourth and five, there was still a lot of time left. Did you just feel like, you know, if you didn't go for it there, that, you know, they might eat up too much clock and the game would get away from it?
Yeah, there was no question. I think they're real big up front. You know, they were leaning on us and leaning on us, and we were pretty sure that on that last drive that we would not give up the football. We would not punt the football, that we were going to continue on fourth down to try to get a first down, because if we gave the ball back to him, I don't think we'd ever see the ball again.
Coach, talk about Ross's play on defense a little bit.
Ross Ventrone? Yeah, he's the glue to our secondary. He's a very important player for us, brother of Ray Ventrone, who plays for the Patriots. Ross is a great story out of Pittsburgh. He was not recruited at all. He was just a small little skinny kid. And, you know, he's developed into a tremendous free safety that holds everybody together and makes plays for us. And, you know, the play we had that he picked up and ran in for a touchdown kind of offset, you know, kind of the cheap one we gave him down there when they, you know, hit the play action pass and ran it past our kid, you know. So they sort of offset each other, which is why we were still in the game at the end.
Last question.
Coach, every time you needed a big play, you were able to get a turnover. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, you know, I mean, turnovers sometimes are difficult to figure out. I know we had a couple interceptions, and I think we recovered two fumbles. So I think there was a lot of physicality, you know, on the field. I'm not sure. A couple of those interceptions were like almost thrown right to us. So, you know, sometimes you're in the right place and sometimes you're not. But certainly those turnovers were critical for us tonight.